Hello guys, welcome to What's It Cost. I am one of your hosts, Tamia.
Hello, I'm Ashanti, the other host.
And I'm Maria, your last host.
And today we are talking about how factors of shoe production determines the price of a shoe.
I always want to know why shoes either cost a lot or a little.
Then let's get into it. Our first topic in shoe production is, and factors of production is land.
And what we mean by land is where does it come from.
For example, cotton is made from the land, so it will be considered land.
So shoes are made from the materials inside the ground.
They get the material for the insole, midsole, outsole from the ground.
And that makes the shoe.
Our second topic is shoe production, and factor of production is labor.
Labor basically means the person working on the shoe.
For example, a worker at McDonald's will be considered a laborer.
So it takes 200 people to make shoes.
So how much are they paid?
I don't know exactly an exact number, but I know that because they are overseas, the labor is cheap over there.
Fun fact, I could take 30 to 40 days to make a shoe.
That's surprising.
Topic 3. Our next topic in shoe production and factors of production is capital.
Capital is basically tools.
For example, a hammer would be considered a capital.
The capital that is used for making a shoe are pliers.
The second is a tack hammer.
The third is a knife.
Topic is capital.
Every shoe is made of two main components, the upper and the base. In order to make a high quality shoe, it must go through a large number of manufacturers until the end product is finally created.
It is very important to ensure that the shoe is not of low quality.
Leather then should be added to the shoe to ensure that the shoe will be secured. This can be done by hand or either by the stamping department.
The last topic is entrepreneurship.
What exactly is that?
Entrepreneurship is a process of designing, launching, and running a business. The people who create the business call it an entrepreneur.
How does this relate to shoes?
This relates to shoes because people can own their own shoe store and sell any type of shoe.
What about the prices?
Yes, the price depends on the type of shoe. For example, a Jordan shoe might cost $200 because of its popularity, and they can design a shoe of their own and make it cost more or less. Being an entrepreneur is people who have good business skills. Conclusion, there are several things that you need in order to make shoes.
Those things are land and capital.
And lastly, entrepreneurship, shoes are made from getting materials from the land, then getting workers to make them. And lastly, entrepreneurship, where they can design and sell the shoes.